Sometimes the best conversations go on during the break. You know that. We're sitting here talking about, you know, which shotgun Ivy wants, which shotgun I want, you know, which over I want, should we do this? And I told Al here, I said, you know, it's all about the fashion. It's not just about the hunting. It's, you know, the same thing's true with fly fishing. You know, you got to have the right look. And Ivy's very good at fly fishing and, you know, bird hunting. But it's about, you got to have the whole package. Allison's in here. She's 18 years old and has been introduced to pheasant hunting by her dad, Jeff, who is a, you know, a nutty outdoorsman. From what I gather, but Allison, just tell me your experience with this pheasant hunting initiative. Actually, brought your mother into the whole deal. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I think we'd gone pheasant hunting on Saturday up at a reserve up north, and we got home and we were, you know, sitting around on a Sunday afternoon. We're like, okay, we need something to do, and there's luckily so Rose Lake, the state game area, is only like 15 minutes from my house. So we drove over there, and there was a guy in the parking lot. He told us where we needed to go to find birds and stuff. So I took my mom and my dog. We went and walked around for a couple hours and flushed a bunch of birds. And, you know, I shot a couple, and so I got my limit. That was pretty cool. And my mom just, like, loved the whole experience. And so, like my dad said before, she wants to go turkey hunting now because she still can't, you know, do the deer thing.
Right, that's fine.
You know, the Bambi, whatever.
Well, right, you know.
Yeah, but so it's really cool to be able to get people out using their public lands and into hunting again.
And let me extend that to another place, because, you know, when I was your age and I was, you know, in high school and on my way to college in that period of my life, lots of us hunted, you know, but I think it's a different environment now. So my question is, when you do this and share with your girlfriends at high school or whatever, did they give you funny looks? Did they make comments? Or did some of them say, hey, I'd like to do that? I mean, I'm just curious what the impact was.
I mean, so unfortunately, so I went to Hazlitt, and it's a bit more suburban.
Yeah, it is.
So a lot of people, there's some people that hunt, but not a lot of people. And I talked to my friends about it a little bit, but it's not like, you know, they didn't do it growing up, and they don't really have parents that do it, so it's not their scene necessarily. I have some friends who, like, are kind of like, oh, that sounds a little cool, but otherwise, you know, people don't understand how fun it is to go hunting anymore.
So then an initiative like this that might attract a few people and bring people back, you know, whether they're in suburban schools or wherever they might be, it's important then.
Yeah, and the great thing about pheasant hunting is that it's actually so much more accessible to people than, like, other kinds of hunting. You know, duck hunting, you have to go stand out in a marsh in the rain and cold. And
you know, some people don't like that, from what I understand.
Yeah, you have to buy all the gear, and it's super, super, super expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, deer hunting, you have to sit still and be quiet, and you have to, like, know what you're doing for that. But pheasant hunting, you just go for a walk in the field with your dog, you know, flush a few birds, and it's just it's a great experience.
You know, I learned that from my father, you know, years ago, and my father was just a hardcore bird hunter. But there's just something, even if you don't see a bird, there's something very magical about watching a good dog do what a good dog does. And that's probably part of the attraction for your mother or for others. And I don't care if you're rabbit hunting and watching a beagle run or a Brittany or a short hair or a flushing dog, you know, like a lab, whatever it might be. Al, I'm right about that. I mean, watching a dog do its thing is just cool.
It's great. It's great. It's like a ballet of teamwork, you know, like an orchestra. You love your dog. You see it move. It does what it was bred to do. And then it finds a bird. And even if you miss it, you know, it's great just seeing the dog doing what a dog is supposed to do. So
there's nothing, I can't help it. There's nothing like the excitement of the dog. You know, when you get the dog's just shaking, and dogs are having the earthquake moment, you know, because you get to the place and they know you put the gun in the car, and they know you got in the cage, and they know, and they're just, and it just reminds me of a story of my father who, you know, took out a new Brittany and left the older Brittany in the car, and they were filming at the time, and they came back, and the old Brittany had been running around the cab of the truck, but the old Brittany got so excited during the process, it might have left a pile on the seat and then ran laps around the truck onto the windows, onto the seat, because the dog was so excited. Well, why am I here? Yeah. And my father spent the next 2 days cleaning his truck, but that's just part of the fun. It's one of the stories you get, you take home forever, right? Like, whoa, why did my dog do that? You know, well, I think it was excited, Dan. At any rate, I'm really proud of you guys for everything that's going on here, truly. And so this year is year two, correct?
That's correct. This is the second year. We don't know where we're going after that.
And you don't know, but it doesn't take a lot of money. Do you think the general fund, Jeff, I mean, you take the pulse of people. You're out talking to people all the time. I know Al is as well. Do you feel positive? Do you feel like you don't have any idea what happens next? Where are we?
I'm ecstatic for what happens next. The hunter response that I've observed in the state game areas and whatnot has just been astronomical. And I check their pulse. How much would you be willing to pay for this? Is it 15, 25? And they all say 100. Some people say 1,000. We know that's an exaggeration, but the fact of the matter is it puts birds in close proximity to where they live. So they don't have to make an event out about going hunting. The whole idea is accessibility.
Sure.
And so it's a huge success because of that.
And here's the deal, and I'll say that to Jeff and Allison and Al Stewart as well, all of you, here's the deal. The only way for me to truly understand this is to join up with you guys, Ivy and I, this fall and go do this and check it out, because then we can talk about it more seriously. And you know, that's my excuse to invite myself along for a pheasant hunt. See how that worked?
Oh, no, you were perfect.
You
know, great finesse.
Professional, you know.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home. That's a professional sly move all day. But I do. I'm serious about that. I want to go out with you guys. I want to check it out. I want to see if I can talk about it here because it's something that's near and dear to my heart because, again, it's the way we grew up. Real quickly, any place somebody can find out more, a website, a Facebook page, anything?
Yeah, so you can go to michigan.gov/hunting, and you'll have that on your website as a link shortly. So this will work out well for anybody. They can just come to your Facebook site.
There you go. One more time, michigan.gov.
/hunting.
There you go. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. Al Stewart, Jeff Ross, and Allison, thank you so much for being here. Greatly appreciate it. Great program, something different, something new, something positive. For a Friday. How do you like that? You like apples? How do you like them apples? All right. It's Friday. It's the Steve Guru Show. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.